The Fed released a document today about a meeting 3 weeks ago. Markets read every word. This afternoon, the Federal Reserve published the minutes of a meeting that ended 3 weeks ago, about a decision that already took effect. Markets read it closely anyway. The reason is that the minutes carry something the announcement could not, and reading them takes a small amount of specialized vocabulary. The simple version. The Federal Reserve released the minutes of its July 28 and 29 meeting this afternoon. We covered that decision when it happened. Rates held at a range of 3.50% to 3.75% on a vote of 9-3, with three officials dissenting in favor of raising them. Nothing in today's document changes that decision or any rate. What it adds is the discussion behind the vote, and that document has its own rules, its own vocabulary, and a release schedule set years ago. This piece is about how to read it. The numbers, the minutes of regularly scheduled meetings, are released 3 weeks after the date of the policy decision, Federal Reserve. July 29 to August 19 is 21 days, which is that three-week interval exactly arithmetic. Full meeting transcripts are made available with about a five-year lag, separately from the minutes Federal Reserve. The Federal Open Market Committee consists of 12 members, the seven members of the Board of Governors, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and four of the remaining 11 Reserve Bank presidents on one-year rotating terms Federal Reserve. Non-voting Reserve Bank presidents attend the meetings, participate in the discussions, and contribute to the committee's assessment of the economy and policy options Federal Reserve. That puts 19 people in the room when the board is at full strength, against 12 who vote, so 7 contribute to the discussion without appearing in the tally arithmetic. The July 29 vote of 9-3 accounts for those 12 voting members Federal Reserve. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index for July, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, is scheduled for release on August 26, Bureau of Economic Analysis. What minutes are and what they are not. The minutes are not a transcript. They are a prepared summary of the meeting's discussion, describing the arguments made and the range of views held, without attaching most of those views to named individuals. The only names that reliably appear are the recorded votes. A verbatim transcript does exist, and the Federal Reserve publishes it with about a five-year lag. That separation is deliberate. Officials can argue candidly knowing their exact words will not surface for years, while the substance of the argument reaches the public in weeks. So the three documents have three different jobs and three different clocks. The statement announces the decision in a few hundred words on the day, and the minutes explain the discussion 3 weeks later. The transcript arrives around 5 years after that, when it is history rather than news. Participants and members are not the same people. There is a distinction in the document that trips people constantly, and it is the single most useful thing to know before reading one. The committee consists of 12 members, 7 governors, the president of the New York Fed, and 4 other Reserve Bank presidents serving one-year rotating terms. Those 12 are the people who vote. But the Reserve Bank presidents who are not currently in a voting seat still attend, still argue, and still contribute to the committee's assessment. When the board is full, that is 19 people in the room against 12 on the ballot. So a sentence describing what participants thought is counting a larger group than a sentence describing what members decided, and the two can point in different directions. A view held by many participants but few members is a real signal about where the argument is heading, and it never appears in a vote count. The counting words. The other thing worth knowing is that the vague-sounding quantity words are not vague. Observers have long tracked the Fed's use of terms like a few, several, some, many, and most as an informal ordinal scale, roughly ascending in that order. This is a convention that readers have inferred, not a glossary the Federal Reserve publishes, and nobody should treat it as arithmetic. But the drafting is careful, and the choice between several participants and many participants is a choice, made by people who know it will be parsed word by word. That is what makes a release worth reading rather than skimming. The vote already told you 3 people wanted to raise rates. What the minutes can add is how many of the other 9 were close to joining them, and the answer arrives as an adjective rather than a number. The real cost lens on a document that arrived late, The most common error with minutes is not misreading a word. It is forgetting when the conversation happened. The minutes are backward-looking by construction. They describe what was known and argued on July 29, not what is known today. Two inflation readings have landed in the 21 days since that meeting, so the discussion being published today was held without either of them. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge for July does not arrive until August 26, which is after this document and before the next decision. So today's release describes a debate conducted on an older map by people who have since seen more of the terrain than the document shows. None of that makes the minutes useless. It makes them a record of reasoning rather than a statement of current position, which is a different thing to read them for. The cost of confusing the two is treating a three-week-old argument as today's intention. The vote said three officials wanted a hike. The minutes say how close the other nine were, and the answer arrives as an adjective, not a number. What this means? The Fed communicates through several documents with different jobs, and knowing which one you are holding is most of the work. The statement is the decision, the minutes are the reasoning, and the transcript is the record. Each is written knowing exactly when it will be read. The transferable skill is reading institutional documents for their hedges. When an organization chooses between several and many, or between appears and is, the choice was deliberated. Learning which words an institution uses carefully is most of what it takes to read its documents faster than the people quoting them. What this is not. This is not a prediction of the Federal Reserve's next decision, of interest rates, or of markets. This is not advice about borrowing, saving, refinancing, or any financial decision timed around a Federal Reserve release, and not advice about any security, fund, or asset. The dissenting officials are named because the recorded vote is a matter of public record, and this article does not characterize their reasoning, or anyone else's, beyond what the Federal Reserve's own. Sources: Federal Reserve, FOMC calendars, statements, and minutes, the three-week release practice. https://www.federalreserve.gov/monetarypolicy/fomcalendars.htm. Federal Reserve, about the FOMC, the 12 members, the rotation, and non-voting presidents who attend and participate. https://www.federalreserve.gov/monetarypolicy/fomcalendars.htm. Federal Reserve, FOMC historical materials transcripts released with about a 5-year lag. https://www.federalreserve.gov/monetarypolicy/fomc-historical-htm. Federal Reserve, FOMC statement, July 29, 2026. https://www.federalreserve.gov/newsevents/press-releases/monetary-20,260,729-AHTM. U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, News Release Schedule Personal Income and Outlays for July 2026, August 26. https://www.bgov/news/schedule.